Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
1218 Dean Richards, 720 WGN. We had a text this morning from somebody asking where I would like to take my 8-year-old fishing. Where are some places that are nearby where I can do that? That kind of ties in with our next scheduled guest that we had on the show today. Just trying to talk about things that are opening up around the Chicago area. And open since May 29th are the Illinois State Parks, the fishing and the wildlife areas. Colleen Callahan is with the State Parks and joins us on our phone line right now. Colleen, nice to have you with us. Good morning.
Thank you, Dean. Thanks for the invitation. I'm glad to be here this morning and I'm glad that you got an inquiry about fishing.
How about that? I believe in all my years here at WGN, this may be the first time I've ever had an email or text asking where can I go fishing, but it sure makes sense.
It does. Pardon my interruption there. I think it truly is a sign of this time. As the director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and certainly being a part of the decisions that have been made as it relates to our state facilities, when we announced that we were closing our parks and our historic sites, our fish and wildlife areas at mid-March, it was a time when all of a sudden we were talking about two different natures. There was Mother Nature and human nature. And human nature, once you have something that is denied you, all of a sudden you instinctively want it more, right, or for the first time. And so the inquiries we got about why did you close, that answer was the obvious one. It was for safety and for public health. And then as we progressed through and we recognized in cooperation with the governor's office and the Illinois Department of Public Health that we were prepared to do a phased reopening, there was such pent-up demand and desire to be outside that I do believe that there is now a new appreciation for our state's natural resources and these sites. So in one way, it doesn't surprise me. This is the first time in your on-air history that you've ever gotten that inquiry. I do think it is a sign of this time.
Yeah, we're living in an extraordinary time in which people, for the most part, have been kind of, locked up in their houses. They want to be outside, number one, but they want to go places and do things where they're not going to be around crowds of people, at least.
Exactly.
I think the majority of people feel that way. If you look at Rush Street, if you look at some of the nightlife areas in Chicago, you would never even know that there was a pandemic going on with the crowds of people and crowds of people not wearing masks or any sort of protection. But to be out in the woods, to be out, in a boat fishing somewhere, and enjoying some of, nature's beauty out there is a perfect thing for people to do to satisfy that need to be outside. Now, you've been open for a little over a week, right?
May 29th, all of our sites were opened. As I said, we did it in a phased approach. And the first thing I want to say as we talk about the reopening, Dean, is that Illinois really became a model for our site reopenings. We all saw, many of us, either if we didn't see, we heard about many of the states that opened up their parks, their beaches, their outdoor recreational locations, and then had to close them because of overcrowding. And that has not been the case in Illinois. When we announced, now people did not respond this way because I said this. I'm just pointing out that when I said, I hope that when we reopen, that we will be partners in this reopening, because at the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, that's what we do every day. We're responsible for the conservation, the preservation, and the presentation of our state's natural resources. And so because of that pent-up desire and demand that you referenced, our citizens have responded with respect and with discipline, and we have not had to close any of our sites. I will put an asterisk beside that because I'm hoping in a little bit we'll talk about Starved Rock State Park. But we did become partners in how we look at and how we use and how we treat our state's natural resources. I could not be more proud to be partner with all of our citizens of Illinois who are now either visiting for the first time or have returned so that we could finally say welcome home and welcome back.
Yeah, some people on our text line are asking about the state park near Lena, Illinois, and what the status is of that right now.
I want to know the name of that park, first of all, because we have nearly 400 state parks, recreational sites, fish and wildlife areas, and so I can give that answer. But in the interim, while you're getting that name, I do want to go back to the fishing because we have a free fishing weekend coming up for Father's Day.
Okay.
It's a four-day celebration of fishing in Illinois. Anglers can fish without purchasing a fishing license, without getting a salmon stamp or an inland trout stamp. All you need to do is check the hours at your favorite spot before heading out, and you can find all of those places by going to ifishillinois.org. So free fishing weekend coming up in observance of Father's Day.
Okay.
And so those days are June 19th through the 22nd.
That answers our texter who is asking where can he go with his 8-year-old to do some fishing. The texter was asking about Lake La Aquina State Park.
All of the state sites are open now with the caveat if they're in areas that are prone to flooding or have flooded. Those particular areas may be cordoned off and not accessible. And if a site has had construction work going on and it is ongoing, then that likely also would prevent a particular site from being open. But if it's looking for a place to hike, bike, camp, fish, all of those facilities are now open.
Are there anything that people will find when they go out for camping or hiking or fishing, which will be different than it has been in the past?
It seems unnatural to be in a natural place and be asked to have a face covering available. And so, yes, there are guidelines that are still in place. When you are visiting one of our sites or campgrounds, you will be able, with your family that you arrived with or the group that you arrived with, maintaining the social distancing, 6 feet apart. However, if you encounter others on your hike that get too close, make sure that you do have that face covering available. You don't have to wear it all the time, just when you're at risk or in jeopardy of not being able to social distance.
Right.
Keeping in mind that if you have to cough or sneeze, make sure that you have a tissue or, you know, as we know now, cough into your elbow.
Yeah.
It's all of the guidelines that we know that we now need to be mindful of and adhere to that are still in place as we visit our state parks and fish and wildlife areas, as you would encounter a group or a crowd of people. And if that's the case, we simply ask that you leave that area, return to it at another time or another day. And so far, we have had few to any incidences where we've had to close an area. So far, everything has been very manageable.
Right. You had mentioned Starved Rock State Park, which is the most heavily visited state park in Illinois. Everything up and running there, you know, things that people might be surprised by when they go there?
Well, what they probably won't be surprised by is that even before COVID-19, we frequently on weekends have to close the park when it reaches a certain level of occupancy. And that is still the case today, as a matter of fact. We closed both Starved Rock and Matheson at 10:20 this morning because the parking lots were completely full.
Wow.
So it's been an issue of managing traffic. Vehicular traffic more than it has been of foot traffic. So the guidance on Starved Rock and Matheson would be if you can arrive prior to 10 or arrive for a late afternoon after 3 on a weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, being able to enjoy it to its fullest. Just make sure you get there earlier, plan something for later in the day. Yeah. I will say, Dean, the playgrounds are still closed. We have reopened the shelters. The campgrounds are open as far as to a particular group, campfires just for that one grouping. And all of those safety and guidelines are also listed on our website. So it's pretty much it, as you would expect, because the concession stand, the concessionaires are now open as well. Mm-hmm. Our staff is cleaning the restroom facilities several times a day.
Just going to ask you about availability of restrooms, for hand washing and showering and more.
When we initially opened the first phase, the Illinois Department of Public Health requested that those sites have flushable toilets and hand washing sinks. And then as that was recognized as a priority then, and is certainly an amenity that we are glad to have in some of our parks, you can well imagine in some of our remote areas that that is not the case, where there are vault toilets or whether there is just an area for washing your hands that may just be at a spigot. So we're now, with all of the facilities opened as far as our nearly 400 different sites, everything that we are responsible for cleaning, we're doing multiple times a day. We do ask that visitors bring hand sanitizer with them, if mm-hmm. you can get one of those little pocket size and yeah. keep it in your pocket in case you're in an area where you might need it. Being partners as we get back into enjoying and appreciating the great outdoors in Illinois.
Yeah, some good old common sense with all of this.
Exactly.
Will make the world of difference. If people want to get more information about specific areas, what is the best way to do that, Colleen?
We have our own website, of course, Illinois Department of Natural Resources. So IDNR is the website. We also have a Facebook page. We also have Twitter. And as an example, at Starved Rock this morning when we closed for parking at 10:20 and at Matheson as well, that was immediately put on our Facebook page and on Twitter, and we update that. So when people have left the park and we now have opening spaces and availabilities, that too is updated on Facebook and Twitter. So you can check that as well to see about openings, any updates, any of the sites that you might be interested in of particular locations.
Yeah. Is there information on there about the amount of traffic, the volumes of people? Because just as we're talking, people are saying that they went to several parks and they ran into the kind of crowds that you're talking about. Is there a way to know about that, before people go on a long drive to get to a particular area?
That's a great question. I'm glad someone called or texted in with that and that you were able to ask it then as a consequence. We do our best when we arrive or approach at one of those situations. Our staff is very mindful of what the guidelines are. We work with our own Illinois Conservation Police, who helps with our monitoring when we do have crowds like that. Oftentimes at Starved Rock and Matheson, we'll need to work in conjunction with the local police or the Illinois State Police for trafficking needs that we might have. But when we do encounter that question, we do our best to post as quickly as we can. I can't guarantee it because sometimes it's fluid. You'll have a situation where there's crowding and then we'll be able to manage that.
Right.
And we get it managed and then we would possibly get that posted. So we don't want to discourage and we don't want to overly encourage either. But we do want to do our best to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to visit the site that is theirs, because everybody feels that they have their park, because it is. So we'll do our best, but I can't guarantee that, sure, that we'll always be as quick to those notifications as we would like, or as certainly the public would prefer.
Well, probably the best way, the best advice you can give is what you said already. Get there early, or earlier the better. But somebody has texted in and said they were at Starve Rock earlier in the week and it was less crowded. So, obviously on the weekends it's going to be busy.
That's right.
If you get there, later in the morning or in the afternoon, it's going to be busy.
That's right. There's no guideline on what I said, Dean, about get there before 10 or after 3. That's just my observation and what you really just confirmed on the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But I would like to add, too, because you alluded to this earlier, Buffalo Rock is just across the river from Starved Rock and Matheson and has many of the amenities that both of those have. Located on a bluff that was actually once an island in the Illinois River, it's just about 3 miles west of Ottawa. It's about 300 acres. It's great for picnicking, wildlife watching. There's biking, camping, cross-country skiing, hiking. So as a Department of the Natural Resources, we encourage visitation at all of our sites. It's our responsibility, though, and thank you for this, Dean, giving us the opportunity to share what some of those sites are in your listening area and proximity. Illinois State Park, another great one that's not far from Matheson. It's just south of the Illinois River between Marseilles and Route 6.
Mm-hmm.
Great for picnics, family gatherings, over 500 acres, tent and trailer campsites. So if you can't get in when you would like to Starved Rock or Matheson, please know that Buffalo Rock, Illinois State Park, Marseilles is also close. And you had talked about different terrains and fishing and hiking. LaSalle Lake is a great fishing area, but it doesn't have the same amenities as Starved Rock or Matheson. And then there's Shabona Lake. Some pronounce it Shabana. It's further north. It's about 50 miles north, but great place for a stop off. It's over 1,500 acres, rolling prairies like we're accustomed to, a man-made lake, but picnicking, camping, hiking, fishing, hunting, and so all within a real drivable area.
Yeah, you can get more information on the website, which is what?
The website is Illinois Department of Natural Resources. If you just go Illinois Department of Natural Resources, you're going to get to the website.
Okay, then that's a good place to start. I love seeing the interest in this on our phone lines and on our text line.
As do I, Dean. Yeah. Again, thank you for asking this morning if we would have time to share some of this information with you. When you have nearly 400 sites, it's tough to get everything in a 5 or 10 minute interview. But thank you for giving us the chance to do that. And maybe another time we can talk about even voting, because that now is something that we are able to do again. But there are guidelines. Many of them are the common sense ones that you referred to. But we also need to recognize that those are vehicles, sort of, on the water. And there are even rules and regulations and laws that need to be adhered to when we're out voting as well.
Very good. Let's get together again soon. It's nice to talk to you. Colleen Callahan, Director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. I hope you have a wonderful Sunday today, Colleen. Thank you.
Thanks. You as well. And I hope we'll be able to do this again. Thanks, Dean.
We definitely will.